This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh my word. This is my new feel-good song, my new get-up-and-go song. We're having a heated debate about I'm saying, how come this song never blew up? Like, it was supposed to be one of the biggest songs TKZ ever, like, took out. And, well, we don't feel the same way. Palisa feels like, nah, the reason I didn't blow out is because we were never going to get used to this kind of music. Well, I think it's a beautiful song. I think it had a potential. But hey, what a great way to start a Friday, man. Like, I was telling Balis that this song, even when I'm angry, this is the song that I run to. It's such a beautiful song for me, clearly. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to 20-something. And yes, today I am flying solo. Not necessarily solo, but yeah. So the weekend is officially launched. There's a buzz in the air. People are busy. Some are traveling. Hell, gonna have like a weekend and a half, and they say what happens in Durban stays in Durban. I don't know about that, hey? I don't know if people are gonna come back intact on Monday. But hey, there's a fever. There's a Durban fever going around, Durban July fever going around, and there is Jay-Z, who just took up social media by storm this morning when he dropped his album. Is it 13th studio album? I think 414. Well, I don't know why people are so shook, but it seems like people are taken, not necessarily taken back, but they're shook by the fact that he sort of admits that he cheated on Beyonce. And I'm like, don't we have like better things to worry about than that? But hey, I'm not hating or anything, but hey, people cheat all the time. He's not the first man to cheat. So, and he apparently threw a shade on the Kardashians as well. Yeah. There is this beef that is like low-key going on. I don't know whether it's beef though, or it's just two people who used to know each other who are not that close anymore. I don't know. I don't know. This Jay-Z Kanye thing going on. Let me call it a thing. It's not a beef, it's a thing. And yeah, man.
Maybe they're just fighting to be a king, you know. One wants to be a king.
But is it necessary? Oh, yes. And yes, I'm sure you guys are wondering, who is this voice now? I'm in studio today with Automatic. We're going to get into him just now. But yeah, he was saying something about Jay-Z and Kanye and there's something going on.
There's something about pride.
Yeah.
Jay-Z put Kanye on.
Yeah.
Kanye took over at some point.
Yeah.
But Kanye wants to be on top. And Jay-Z,
does he want to be on top?
He needs to be on top. He wants to be on top.
Okay. Well, that's a story like for another day.
It's a rival for the two of them. It's like, mm-hmm. I look up to you, but you know. And
yeah.
Then there's these women as well who wants to be the queens.
Yeah.
There's Kanye. There's Beyonce, and then there's Kim Kardashian as well.
I guess this thing will never end. Guys, people are sick out there. There's this thing going around. They call it what? Bird flu?
Bird flu, yeah.
Yeah. Palis, are you okay?
Yeah.
You're good.
Some of us won't eat chicken anymore.
Yeah, well.
Oh, God.
It looks like it is the sauce.
Oh,
so,
God.
So, yeah, live chicken, they put on hold. They're not going to be sold for until this whole bird thing is sorted out. And, I don't know. I hear, but there are people who've already lost their lives.
I heard about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Someone spoke about it to me yesterday.
I also heard about it yesterday, and I mean, what is this world coming into? Hey.
And in South Africa, we love chicken, and we love.
What is this world coming into, guys? What is going on?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay, cool. Let's move on from these things, from the fever, from the Devon July fever, and from Jay-Z dropping his album and all of that. Oh, yes. Another huge thing going on. It's the NC policy conference. It's starting today for the next, 6-7 days at NESREC. We shall see, because we've seen it. They are divided as the party. Some of them, they are boycotting the conference, the first 2 days of the conference. It's just a thing. I wonder what is going to be the outcome. And when I was watching the news this morning, I heard, I think it was Jeff Hadebe, if I'm not mistaken, he said the conference is about policy. They're not going to discuss the successions and all that and the campaigns, and they're not going to get into that. But I feel like one way or the other, they're going to find themselves talking about who is going to be the next South African president before they can even get to September and December. So I don't know. We shall see.
I think everything, it's all about that. Who's going to be the next president? That's it.
Yeah, but the policies need to be fixed, guys. We can't just turn a blind eye from the real and the core of the conference itself. But we shall see. And we shall see if those who are boycotting the conference for the next 2 days, what they're going to bring when they finally decide to join the conference. It remains to be seen. Another thing that I'm excited about, oh my word, Wimbledon 2017. Oh my word, it's going to be one hell of a tournament. Serena won't be participating this year for obvious reasons, and her sister will be, so she won't be defending her Wimbledon women's title. Yes, the title. She will not. We hope to see her next year though, but I'm excited. I saw the lineup.
What happened to her?
She's pregnant.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. So
who's the lucky
you
man?
I didn't know. Oh, I am shocked that no one knew about that.
I didn't know.
Yeah, well, she's expecting a bundle of joy soon. So yeah, obviously she can't participate in this year's tournament. But I'm looking forward to that. And starting when? Sunday?
Yeah, I think Sunday,
so. Yeah. So moving right along, Meta Automatic. Why am I saying metallic? Because I've been reading metallic a lot about what you are doing. Yeah. Who is Automatic?
Automatic is it's Natty Low, a guy from Soweto.
Yeah.
Grew up in Soweto, mm-hmm. being around music because of my neighbor used to play Maskandi music, you know.
Yeah.
And then being a guy who will come back from school, mm-hmm. and see this man every day, he's passionate with his music. And then I started learning music from him. And Automatic, originally he comes from Rebirth,
but
he's still a part of Rebirth
rock
yes.
band,
yes, and all
in Soweto.
Automatic realized that when he started rock with Rebirth, mm-hmm. most of the black people, if I could say that, black people didn't listen to much rock.
Yeah.
So Automatic was kind of a bridge. Mm-hmm. I was trying to build a bridge that people who don't really listen to rock, mm-hmm. they could start finding themselves listening to rock with a lighter sound, because of Rebirth is heavy. Automatic, it's a bit lighter.
Yeah.
And it's in any language, Automatic. Any language, it goes.
When you started, were you confident that this will sort of bridge the gap from the people who listens to
which
rock?
Automatic?
Yeah, with Automatic. Were you confident that this is really gonna work? Or you were like, okay, there's a market there. Let me just take a chance. What, were you taking a chance or were you very much confident?
I was very confident. What happened is Rebirth has been around for over a period of 10 years.
Yeah.
And when we started, most people didn't understand what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, we are making noise. Others will come through and like, yo, you guys are amazing, blah, blah, blah. And then we'll go to the audience, to the Western audience, and they'll be like so in love with it. And then people that we grew up with, they don't understand what we're doing. So for me, it was like, you know what? Let me create something that any guy from wherever in part of South Africa, mm-hmm. will say, oh, okay, this is cool. Mm-hmm. You know, they start listening to it as well. Because of, as Automatic as well, I go on stage and play and turn the mic sometimes. And people are singing the same song with the Kwaito. The influence as well.
Yeah.
We spoke about TKZ earlier. Actually, TKZ inspired one of the songs that are...
Is it?
Yeah, Skim Sam.
Yeah.
It has... Oh, Skim Sam. Yeah. It has a hook that's similar to TKZ at some point, because of
it?
TKZ was a very, very influence, mm-hmm. as well to me as well. Yeah.
Ah, that's a nice one. why move away from a band to being a solo artist?
As a band, we've done this for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then there's a point where the guys were like not seeing the fruits anymore. They started jumping to finding work, you know. Everyone has to go look for work. Everyone has to go look for different things. And
yeah.
They had to stop Rebirth for some time. And then the hunger in me, I kept on writing. And
yeah.
I started writing lighter as well, so that I could bridge that gap that mm-hmm, I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And then Automatic started then. And Automatic as well, I perform it with the same guys sometimes, mm-hmm, you know, like mm-hmm. It's within the band. It's a band format as well.
So it's no but love lost there.
No.
It's not a thing that
no
you felt lost. That they were, you were sort of like held back
because
of other people's commitments and...
Like at the moment, we're still together.
Yeah.
Rebirth is busy recording at the moment.
Is it?
It's busy recording. It's recording heavy. Like Rebirth is very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And Automatic is very light.
Yes.
Sang by the same person. That's the problem.
Okay, cool. Yeah. When Automatic, growing up in Soweto, what was the ultimate dream? Was it always, I'm going to make music?
Music,
or
yeah.
was you had something? You had something else totally different and away from music?
When I was young, I remember meeting... I think I was 8, 9, 10, somewhere
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I was busy writing on a paper and some girl asked me, "What are you writing?" I'm like, "Hey, when I grow up, I'm going to be a musician."
Is it?
Yeah, because I was busy writing lyrics. And
did you know then what kind of musician would you be?
No.
You didn't?
To be honest, no.
You knew that you just wanted to be
in music and
being an artist who creates. Yeah. Your process of writing, what is it? Because you find that some people... they would say, I write better maybe in the middle of the night when it's quiet or first thing when I wake up in the morning. And some would say, anytime, anything I see, I just start writing. What is your process?
I don't have a process. Once I force it,
mm-hmm.
I get stuck. So sometimes I'm in a shower and words just flow. And the melody just comes like that. Mm. Sometimes I'm usually when I used to write Rupert's stuff, I used to be in a taxi and I would play on the window and write a lot of lyrics then. So for me, it could be anywhere. It could be here now. It could be anywhere.
Nice.
I just
We're hanging out with Automatic from Soweto. And I hear we're going to touch into that a bit later on, that you're not only a musician, you are a businessman as well.
Yes.
You're a businessman. So people are out here singing and they're deciding, yes, then there's more to this. I can't only be a musician. There's also money in business. Yeah. I can venture into other things. It's a good thing. We're going to touch into that just now, but you can get hold of us on 0861555189 or our WhatsApp number is 0797482090. Yes. Or tweet us at JNG_live or myself, LondiSam_ on Twitter. We're gonna be playing a song right now and you guys will judge for yourself if what's the word I'm looking for? There's a word I'm looking for. But he's a song by Automatic. Oh man, I am taken somewhere. Like I'm in the zone right now. What was the that was Drunk Euphoria.
Drunk Euphoria.
Yeah. This song, what was the inspiration behind the song?
To be honest, I wanted to write about when alcohol meets blood.
Yeah.
And then it went to what happens when you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're in that space and you feel lost, but you really don't want to be found. You know, like it's the happy time, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want the stress of life, you know. That's what happens. That's what happens with
That's exactly how I felt. I just felt like the song took me to a place where everything made sense and like the whole world doesn't exist. It's just me and quietness and peace and contentment and all these beautiful things that everyone is searching for in life. You said something about the boy who produced the song.
Actually,
the relationship between you and the boy who produced the song.
The boy who produced the song, his name is Nhlanhla. He goes by the name of Steezy. Mm-hmm. Oh, Steezy. On social network. This boy, when he was young, he came to me and said, please write me a song. Mm-hmm. You know, I think by then it was 7, 8.
Yeah.
And I did write him a song. Now he's 21. He comes back with this beat and say, guy, let's just jump on this. Like, he produced three, four of my songs.
Yeah.
And they're all amazing. Like, giving back, you know, like, mm-hmm, for me he came when he was young knocking at my door all the time.
Yeah,
there was a time when I used to pick because of at home they told him to go to school.
Yeah,
he went to school.
Obviously.
But he really wanted to do this music thing. At some point I used to pay him 200 rand a week so that he can continue with the music, buying whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I even forgot about it. He came 9-10 years later and say, this is what I've done from what you taught me. So for me, this song is a very, very...
it's close to your heart.
It's very close to my heart, yeah.
And I was comment that it's got a lot of techno sound into it,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I love how the whole sound came about, you mm-hmm. know. And I like the fact that, you know, sometimes during the process where you're producing or writing a song, there's a point where you are actually drunk in that song
where
you know it's above you where the song takes over, and then in the middle of the song you can easily catch up with that kind of vibes, especially with this drunken euphoria track.
Which is very important when you're writing, because you can't just write and not connect with your emotions and not connect with what you are actually writing.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself as a there's a word I was looking for and it's gone now, but it's fine. The parents. Let's go back to the parents.
Yes.
When you decided that this is the music I want to do, I want to do rock, and this is it. I'm not gonna be moved by anything. Were they okay with it? Were they always supportive? Are they even now?
I'm a parent now too. So,
okay.
But at the end of the day, lucky for me, I have a mother that understood everything for me. I said, you know what, just do whatever that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But people around my neighborhood didn't understand.
Yeah.
And at some point, I went on top of the roof in a 4-room house in Soweto, and I plugged and I played there with Rebirth when I was busy creating Rebirth. And we played, people jammed there on the streets waiting for us to continue doing whatever they were doing. And then we started a rock therapy sessions that were held in our backyards because we didn't have a platform where we can play this music, you know, rock music. We'll go to hip hop shows, people will not understand, their sound will be turned down.
Yeah.
It's a live show, they don't understand. Then they just wanted the beat hip hop and go.
Yeah.
So what we did, we started a rock therapy show in our backyard, and I called everyone that I thought they listened to rock, and few guys started coming up.
Yes, and that's when I was talking.
You need to introduce yourself.
Oh, okay.
Who is this person?
Okay. My name is Ja Humble. Okay, and then I'm management team for Nati or Automatic, and there's a company called Humble Wise Production, where I'm managing director, and then I've got a number of rock and roll bands signed on to Humble Wise Productions. So I was talking about TCIYF previously, and how one of the bands that I'm working with told me that they actually were introduced to rock and roll through Natty Low, and one of the guitarists is now doing tattoos because of Natty Low's influence.
Yeah.
So Natty Low did not just influence Soweto musicians or rock and roll aspiring artists only when it comes to the music part of it, but also taught them on how to be self-sustainable through doing things like tattoos and being business people, you know, and taking it, being independent and self-reliant, which is something very important. And I remember one of the guys from TCIYF was referring to him as the South African rock and roll royalty.
Not only did they not only did it end there, I see he is the godfather of the Zanzi rock music.
Exactly.
How does that make you feel, though?
I'm very humble. I'm a very humble person. I don't know. I remember in one interview, I said I might not be the front guy of rock one day, but there's younger guys that will learn from this, from what we started then. And luckily for me, there's TCYF. There's a lot of bands that are coming up, like around everywhere. Like I go to shows and I get young guys saying, bruh, we did rock because of you. Like, and people that I don't know, people from Israel, people from Durban, people like wherever am I, they'll come and say, thank you for giving us this light. And now we're here because of you. And, you know, I don't know how to take it, but I take it as it come. I'm just humble that it's there by now, you know.
Yeah, with the response that you get from people, as you're saying, do you think that you've done enough to sort of grow your fan base, or the gap that you're trying to bridge? Do you think you are there?
With the rock music, I'm there.
You can put me in societies.
Any show, any show, like. You know, with Automatic, what I like about Automatic, you can put me any show.
Mm-hmm.
It could be rock, heavy rock. It could be anywhere. It could be Kwaito, whatever. I can still play. Like, you can put Automatic in any platform.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. It's very comfortable. Which is Rebirth will just streak me to rock shows.
Oh, okay.
Automatic, anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're moving on to you being the businessman. Moving away from an artist, from Automatic the artist to Automatic the businessman. I see you run a company called Hola Punk.
Yes, Hola Punk.
Specializing in tattoos.
Yes, tattoos, clothing and
clothing. Yeah, music, the merchandise. Like, why Hola Punk?
Hola Punk, it's a name that was given by the people back in 1996 in Soweto. Because I used to dress different. I used to be that guy. And then the guys,
his own world,
and the guys on the street will be like, "Sure, punk, Hola punk, 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 punk." And then somehow I started printing T-shirts because I used to work for YDE, and then I started printing T-shirts in Soweto. And while I was busy printing, someone was like, "Print me your name in my T-shirt." And that guy was from Switzerland, who came and said, "Dude, just print me a name, Hola Punk.
Yeah,
I want to wear that T-shirt saying Hola Punk." And just from there, it grew from there. Hola Punk clothing started rolling. And then tattooing. When I created Rock Therapy, the shows at my backyard, I needed a tattoo artist. I needed I needed the full culture.
Of
rock. And then what I did, we used to do that in our backyard. But the guys that were coming in to tattoo, they were not that brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then me, myself, I went to clean at a tattoo parlor. And I was a manager at a certain store.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go there, clean, go back to work. And then that gave me the influence to start tattooing. Start tattooing, and then in no time, my skill went like crazy.
I saw an opportunity and I jumped.
Yes.
Wow.
And that business have pushed me for a period of 9 years now.
Is it?
Yes.
Any chance of branching out to other provinces or other cities?
At the moment, I'm really, really teaching few guys.
Yeah.
Like, there's few guys that have started from the beginning.
Mm.
And right now they have surpassed my skill, like they, you know. So the main business aim is to take it everywhere around South Africa.
Yeah, I want us to go back, because you talk a lot about giving back and teaching. How do you think that it's important? Is it that important to, okay, you've learned something, you're good at it, you need to give back and you need to teach the younger generation? Are you one of those like, I had to learn?
No. You know what I believe? I was never given a chance in certain things.
Yeah.
So I believe in giving other people a chance. There's a lot of things that we think we don't know as human beings, that our time here is very limited.
Yeah.
And we act like we own this thing. We don't.
True.
You know,
that is very
so
true.
If there is a light, light it on other people. Let them shine.
Yeah.
Let them shine. It's okay. It's not about you. Because of, I've seen people dying in front of me. And then suddenly they're forgotten with everything that they had.
Mm.
You know. So the best that you can do
is to leave a legacy.
Leave a legacy. Teach. Yeah. And growth starts from the smallest thing that you ever know. And then it grows to something else.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe in that.
That is amazing, because we need to go back to the communities where we come from and actually teach younger people and people who are interested in the things that we do because I honestly believe there are a lot of people who are good at a lot of things out there, but because there's no one paying attention to them and no one is willing to pass on the skill, so to say. Those dreams never see the light of day.
It's sad. It's sad because of everyone wants to be themselves. I want to be me. And being you without other people, you're nothing.
It never works. No one is an island. No human being is an island. You need the next person. You need people older than you. You need people younger than you.
I think for me, that is why we're human. The reason why we're here now, it's because of people started something.
Mm.
The people who started radio,
yeah,
it was not like this.
True.
But they taught and then it grew, you know. So however way, it's not about me making money. No, No. Someone else can make money, but a dream has to grow. Like me, I'm a believer. I'm a dreamer. I'm that person.
Yeah.
So I believe that everything needs to start small and grow and grow and grow to whatever.
Let's go back to music. Yeah. What are you working on? What are you currently working on?
Right now, I'm shooting a video, Skim Sam video.
Mm-hmm.
Skim Sam, it's my first single. And,
okay.
Skim Sam, it's oh.
Go right in there.
I want that
very same thing that's in your head that
always,
you want.
He's always left breathless every time he has to explain the feeling he gets.
No, but we want
from,
to know.
The euphoria he gets from Skim Sam.
No, the thing, Skim Sam, I think Skim Sam is a very beautiful song towards me, but whoever else that has listened to it, they come back and saying, oh, I love this song.
The inspiration behind Skim Sam?
The inspiration behind Skim Sam, it's your lady.
Mm-hmm.
There's a person that sticks with you.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
These people, like, whenever we make it, we forget them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the very biggest
problem.
That's
usually the case.
Yeah, that's usually the case. But at the end of the day, Skim Sam, it's the person that's been there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a person that whenever I go down, they lift you up. Whenever.
Your day one.
So. It
seems like the song is very close to your heart, because even like your facial expressions and
yeah, but I mean,
is it about a particular somebody in your life?
No.
Or it was just a general observation.
I think just to add on a little bit more is that, you know, Skim Sam is one of those cutting edge tracks where there's a lot of rock and roll artists that we are working with,
mm-hmm.
but none of them produce content in Venek. And then this Skim Sam now is one track that is rock and roll produced in vernacular. And then I think that's why also. And a little bit of reggae. Yes, a touch of everything. And yet it's rock and roll.
Fun with the music.
And it has quieto in it.
It seems to me like you are having so much fun with your music.
Yep.
How important that is to you? Like to not just release music for the sake of making money, but also.
You know what I said to me, whenever I'm releasing something, I'm like, will they be able to perform this song after 10 years?
Yeah.
Will I be able to perform this song after people say, perform it 1,000 times? Like Justin Bieber, I think at some point he couldn't perform Baby Baby.
Yeah.
It got irritating to him, So for me, I sat down and say, I want to produce a song that I can perform in 20 years' time, in years to come. Even people that can say, perform it every day. It's a song that I wouldn't mind to do because of it's very, very deep. It's what I mean. It's nothing else. I don't mean that and say something. No.
So you didn't answer my question. Is Skim Sam about a particular person in your life?
Yes. And your life too.
You had to be that person. I'm talking about you.
No.
It's about we are here about you.
Skim Sam says, "Fere mapebeza,
Yeah.
You know, like it got a lot of sooty.
Guys, you don't understand. It. This person is glowing and beaming talking about this Skim Sum song.
Yeah. Like Skim Sum, it's one of those songs where I turn the mic around and people sing.
Okay.
You know, it's that deep. And whenever a guy will look at his woman and say, we Skim Sum because of that song.
Yeah. Other than Skim Sum, what else? What else are you currently working on?
Other than Skim Sum, I'm working on, I'm shooting a video in Swaziland soon for another crazy song called I Wanna Be High.
Yeah.
I Wanna Be High, it's a mix of English and Zulu.
Okay.
And it drives. It goes on. So with that one, I'm shooting in Swaziland with Leroy Jackson. So everything is like planned towards that. And then on music again. What else am I doing? It's those and
album.
Album is ready. It's ready. All songs are done.
Yeah.
I'm working with
the
Michael.
Song we played earlier on, Drunk Euphoric. Is it on the album?
Yeah, it's on the sex tape.
Are you planning
album.
On doing something with that song? Because I feel like this is one of the song. It's potentially big.
Yeah, but say that again.
Yeah. Say that trust again. Me, it is. It is.
Potentially big.
potentially big.
In all the songs that I've done, you'll hear, I always try to make sure that I give the right song to the right people so that it becomes big.
Yeah.
So the album, I'm busy with it. Now I'm busy working with Michael Naranjo. A friend of mine from Uruguay.
Okay.
Yeah, from Uruguay. We recorded Gwenzenjani, the I Wanna Be High song.
Mm-hmm.
So at this moment, we're done with the recording. Now it's just the pre-production after, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're busy with that at this moment.
Tours? Nothing. Tours. Nothing okay. like that. Anything?
With tours?
Yeah. Okay, that's my department.
Okay.
Okay, in regards to tours, we are planning to do a tour for Automatic with Concert SA. We're still in negotiations. Other than that, we have got different venues that will be hosting Automatic. One is Good Luck Bar. We have got a show there scheduled for the 11th of August. We've got a show in Pretoria at Arcade Empire, which is scheduled on the 4th of August. And then on the 5th of August, we've got a show scheduled for Automatic at Harley Davidson, Linwood, Pretoria East.
Oh, nice.
And then tomorrow...
Tomorrow again, you've got a show.
I've got a show in Soweto.
In Soweto, yes.
Obviously,
go to social media for more information.
It's always happening in Soweto.
Let me tell you something about Soweto.
Yeah.
Soweto, it's coming with hey. Guys, watch out. Soweto,
it's coming with hey.
Hey, yela. No, there's something that's happening in Soweto, in Shawela per se. It's called Sawubona Music Jam.
Yeah.
Sawubona Music Jam is, you find the... You find a lot of artists there. It's a jam session for everyone. If you don't know how to sing, you just get there and then the thing. But what's happening is I've seen few bands from months ago growing up. Like growing up to the high... the sound that's coming out of Soweto. It's amazing. Like, just give it time. Give it 6 months or so. In all different type of music. It doesn't have to be rock or... In all different type of music. Soweto is coming, guys. Big.
Okay.
So it is coming.
We are waiting.
No? Oh, there's a song from Automatic called Waiting.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, let's move away from the artist to Automatic to Unathi.
Unathi. Yes.
You said you're a father now.
Oh God. Yes.
Yeah, you did. There's nothing wrong with being a
I'm
dad.
A daddy.
Right? Yeah, you're a dad. How many? One? Two. Like being someone who seems very busy, how do you balance time?
It's very hard. To be honest with you, it's very hard. Sometimes whatever time that I get with my children, I take a lot of pictures. I take a lot of pictures so that wherever am I'm reminded of these two people, the life that they give me, because they bring life to me. And as well, as a musician, who's been in this industry and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave the music. Reason is I don't want them to give up. I don't want my kids to give up on anything. I grew up with friends who knew me when I was starting music and who were like, "You're still doing music. I wish I could be like you, because of you never gave up. You you never let anything stand in front of you. Even if everything is blocked, okay, but I know there's a time, there's a place where everything will grow."
What has your kids taught about you? What has being a dad taught you?
You stopped a lot of things once you become a dad. You stop being the naughty guy that I used to be.
Okay.
If I could say that. You start focusing. You start focusing on the real things.
Yeah.
You start focusing on making money, making sure that your kids are fed. It's no longer about you, it's about them. Yeah. As much as I'm a musician, I still put me into it because of the whatever that I picture for my kids.
Yeah.
I don't want them to stumble as I stumbled before, you know. I want them to take from wherever where I left and go. Not to start from the beginning, you know. So, as a dad, you always wish to leave a legacy behind, to leave something for them, so that when they grow up, they don't have to start from the beginning.
The way you changed, your face changed when you started talking about your kids.
They're really cute.
I can imagine. Kids are very cute. Yeah. Kids can be very cute and handful at the same time.
Oh God.
I thought as much. I wanted to find out. I did ask about branching the business.
The business, yes.
Is that on the plans?
That's on the plans. The thing is, with me, I've never went out and looked out for investors. I just continue doing what I do. I'm that person that investors will find me growing, you know. I don't need to stop. I need to continue.
Okay.
I don't need to have a boundary where I'm stopping because of there's no finance and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know. So all the time, you grow. With me teaching, I want to go to other provinces and start teaching as well. Because we are in Soweto. In Soweto, everything is very fast than everywhere else in South Africa. Meaning the neighborhoods where we come from. Like, there's people who are doing it in Witbank, but they are still far away, you know. So they need someone who's going to come there and start cleaning up and teaching. And so that no one goes out with their... Not a nice tattoo. Everyone needs to have a very beautiful tattoo.
So we're going to play another song. We Will Rise.
We Will Rise.
I thought you wanted to say something, but it's okay. Let's just go to after. We Will Rise by Automatic. Coming to the end of the show. That was We Will Rise by Automatic. Automatic, where are people gonna find you? Social media.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Automatic Live. Facebook. Automatic Live. Twitter. Automatic_Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you doing this weekend? Where are you performing this weekend?
Tomorrow I'm at Pretoria Tech in Soweto.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's the one.
Okay.
Tomorrow
is the one. It's that jam session you were talking about earlier.
No. That's something else.
Okay, cool.
That happens every Tuesday in Soweto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every Tuesday in Soweto.
Okay, guys, then we've had quite a... You said you talked too much. But the hour felt so short, though.
It felt so short.
Yet you're saying you spoke too much.
To the people... Please check Skim Sam. Skim Sam is out on iTunes right now.
Yeah.
Google Play. Just Skim Sam Automatic. It will direct you straight to it. And then you can have a jol and understand why was I talking too much about the song. You know?
Okay. And there you have it. We've come to the end of the show. And I hope that next week all the monkeys will be back. Like a mini reunion. Yeah, nah? We shall see. And it's been great. Lovely having you guys. Have a great and a fantastic weekend. Catch you next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.